Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more Real Talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Epling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. On this program, we try to expose the truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those who know me, I know I normally deal with income tax, as that's one of my main issues, as it destroys America's desire to be successful. My goal is to limit the income tax for everyone. Imagine that, a world without the income tax. How nice that would be. Anyway, we have a constitutional republic, which a lot of people forget about, because even I've heard the word democracy thrown around so much, it's kind of starting to make me puke. The word democracy does not even appear in the U.S. Constitution, and there's a huge difference between democracy and republic. And I don't know if we're going to talk about that today, but I'm just making mention of that. We have, in the spring this year, we went from a fairly free country to a police state virtually overnight with the COVID illegal, unconstitutional orders by the state that really have no force in law that I can find anywhere. And many states are starting to throw those out as unconstitutional. If they were unconstitutional today, they were unconstitutional on the first day. So, and the people doing these things should pay the price because they've destroyed people's lives. And now, it looks like basically a coordinated effort to subvert an election in this country, and it basically looks kind of like a communist takeover. I mean, everybody says, oh, it's not enough to make a difference, and that's not the point. Or they'll say, oh, you're just little mistakes. Well, they're, first of all, I've been watching this very closely. These are not little mistakes. Some of them are seven digits of errors in tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. And the same mistake is happening in almost in many counties in several states. And the same activities on the election floor and the counting and these machines, you've heard about the machines. I mean, I think the people, whoever approved those things, should be charged with something because these machines are not built here. The software is not made here. And I am a computer programmer and engineer, and I can tell you right now, computers can't be trusted for nothing. So they cannot be used. I don't care who programs them because they can be hacked. There's just nothing that is foolproof when it comes to that. The best thing is paper and people watching. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. You can also look at truth-attack.com. You can get a lot of information on the income tax, and we do a little, there's a documentary kind of up there with five attorneys and a former IRS special agent. Shows that the average person is not required to file an income tax return. And I think you may, as income taxes come around again, you may want to investigate that before that happens. The IRS have been kind of weak and because they've been used for actually sending money out to you, a lot of people. And they may be used for that again. And they're not really good at that. That's not what they want to be doing. but that's probably better than harassing people. But they promise to get back to harassing people here pretty soon. So anyway, we're going to talk about that and more today. We got a great guest, and he's a sheriff, Richard Mack. He's a sheriff that went to the Supreme Court. Some of you know him, and won in favor of states' rights against the unconstitutional Brady Bill, which will require a 5-day waiting period on handguns nationwide. And he almost single-handedly, him and another sheriff, struck that down. He also authored several books, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, which is excellent, and From My Cold Dead Fingers, which is talking about gun rights, The Naked Spy, The County Sheriff, Last Hope, The Victory for the State Sovereignty, which is a little booklet on that Supreme Court case and shows how important that is. And again, The Magic of Gun Control is another book. And Are You David also is, he wrote several books, and he's also helped a lot with educating other law enforcement all around the country. This is why I like to have him on. I mean, there are sheriffs all over this country starting to stand up. Even in California, this guest tells me over 40 sheriffs are standing up against the governor here and involved with this former sheriff here. And I think that's excellent. And I see sheriffs all around the country starting to finally push back on these orders and unconstitutionality. Well, Sheriff Mack, it's a pleasure to have you join me.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's always great to be with you, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
All right.
But your
background is law enforcement, so I'm always interested in having you on because there's so much going on. But this election fraud.
Let me say something about what you started the show with. That you're usually into the IRS issues, right? Tax.
Yes.
Tax and all that. I believe. Now, I started a group that you very well know about, and that is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I believe that every peace officer in this country, especially sheriffs, should stand in the way and not allow the IRS to abuse American people ever again. I believe that sheriffs and peace officers and local officials and state legislatures and city and county legislatures should be standing in the way, erecting the barriers against the IRS from conducting random, baseless audits of the American people. Because what do we know about Washington, D.C.? Washington, D.C., Democrats or Republicans will not stand up to the IRS, will not hold them accountable, and will not stop them from committing crimes against American people or victimizing American citizens. I believe that every sheriff in this country has a moral and lawful obligation to protect his constituents from the abuses of the IRS, without question.
Well, you know, I've talked to you enough that I totally understand and agree with that, you know. But, you know, when a new sheriff goes in, you were new at one time, what happens? I mean, you got people around you telling you what your authority is, what you're supposed to be doing, and you might take their cue from them for a little bit. But, you know, you got to get beyond that and understand that you make those decisions. It's just like even the elected officials, they come into a bureaucracy of people that have been there for 50 years telling them how things run and how they examine where you got to go and do this and here's how you got to think and this is what you got to do. You know, no, I got elected. I'm going to do things this way, you know, other than where my chair is.
There's a few fundamental things the sheriff must understand about his job and understand about America. One of them is you already brought up again also. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, and within that republic, you took an oath to uphold and defend that republic. You are a guard of the republic. You are a defender of liberty, and in doing so, as soon as you took your job, you were appointed in a very republic-type way, a very Republican. I don't want it to be confused. I said republic because I don't want it to be confused with the party. Just like democracy has very little to do with the Democratic Party, a republic has very little to do with the Republican Party, even though both of them probably got their names from those words. But the key point here is just simply this. We are a republic. You were chosen by, for, and of the people to be their elected representative in law enforcement, and you promised them, when you took your job, you took a solemn oath and promise that you would uphold, defend, protect, and preserve their God-given rights as per the United States Constitution. Failure to do that is worse than just malfeasance. It's absolutely committing a crime, and the crime would be perjury. You're breaking an oath that you willingly took when you got your job as sheriff.
Well, I wonder. I mean, this is, we have a senator here, did have a senator, former Senator John Rogers. I think you met him out here.
Oh, I know Don real well, yeah.
But he said there's 120 legislators here in California, 80 in the Assembly, and 40 senators. And he said at the best, six have ever read the Constitution. So let's talk about that. You have the sheriffs, the police are taking oaths, the military take an oath. People that work for the counties, counting these ballots, I don't know if they take an oath for sure.
Yes,
but
they all do.
I mean, how many of them actually read the thing? It's just something you do. Oh, sign this, sign that. They don't even know what they're signing. And then put your hand up, and they say, I do, okay. And that's kind of the way people are. And then they say, well, do this and do that. And if you ever question, they just say, you know, like Joe Bannister questioned some things. And he said, stop reading that book, which was the law book. Stop reading that. We don't use that around here. I mean, it would be funny, except that, they are lawless. And it's not just the Democrats. I agree. I'm not really, I'm a big supporter of Trump, but I will say that the Republican Party has been very weak-kneed. There seemed to be a little better here with Trump around, but you know, if he's gone, there, you know, I don't expect much from him anymore. So, but I want to talk about that election, though. I mean, this is the thing. I think we're going to be saved if we're going to be saved from this. I think it's a bogus, and really, I think I've looked enough that I think this has been stolen. And it's a coordinated effort, not only in this nation, but internationally, to subvert this country and to get these, I think they're pretty well, they're socialist, communist, Marxist, whatever you want to call them. And that changes our form of government here. So that's kind of where I want to go. They have the state legislatures are the only ones looking at this that I can tell. The governor of the state, the FBI said they looked at it and didn't find anything, which is outrageous.
They didn't look at nothing. You know, and, if they really did an investigation, they would have been interviewing witnesses. They would have been interviewing these people that signed affidavits. They would have interviewed the lady who testified yesterday in Arizona and said she was never contacted by anybody of the FBI. In fact, she called the FBI and told them she had information about fraud and voter fraud.
Director Ray
never talked to her. So,
yeah, but you know, that really bothers me. And then Barr said there's not enough fraud to have changed the election. That's not
what did he do to come. What did he do to come up with that conclusion?
Nothing that I can tell.
He
gave it over to Ray. He gave the FBI the job. They come back with, "Oh, there isn't anything."
He didn't. They didn't do anything either.
Had a hearing in your state, which was pretty interesting. But I want to go to Pennsylvania first, because one of the most egregious things I saw, I watched all these hearings, which probably bore the crap out of a lot of people. I don't know, but I found these kind of interesting. But on the Pennsylvania one, they sent out 1.8 million. The mail-in votes? What mail-in? When you request them.
Absentee.
1.8 million absentee ballots, and they received back 2.5 million absentee ballots.
Right.
And the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said, "Oh, there's nothing here." I mean, good grief.
Even the stuff that we all know and we all agree on is enough to have reasonable suspicion, enough to instigate an investigation.
Yeah.
For instance, the number of people who actually totaled all the votes, Biden got 15 more million votes than did Barack Obama 8 years ago. And you look at that and say, well, good, a lot more people are interested. But when you start looking at where they came from and how they happened, you would think probably not likely, and especially when you consider that Barack Obama won 212 more counties than did Biden. Yet Biden still got 15 more million votes than did Barack Obama. Barack Obama won 212 more counties than did Joe Biden. But Joe Biden got 15 million more votes. That should make you a little bit suspicious there. And then when you go into the other numbers of how many votes came from certain precincts and the percentage of certain precincts that actually totaled up voters that was more than registered voters, that would give you a call to do some serious investigations. And they should have. And they would only need to focus on the last five swing states and check out one, do a forensic test on their dadgum computers. And you said another thing here I totally agree with. You cannot have integrity in voting as long as you're using computer tabulations, because computers can be hacked in so readily. And you know that about computers.
We got a signal for a break here. I got to interrupt you there. Got to interrupt you. Sorry, we got a break coming up. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack about the election and maybe some other things on the Constitution. Stay tuned for more after this break.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444 to join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Subversion. Just based on current facts before us, our nation's political leaders in elected office and both major parties have embraced policies and legislation subversive to our American form of law and government. Therefore, I think it profitable to visit the wisdom of our founding fathers regarding this kind of behavior. Samuel Adams, regarding spreading the wealth around and centralized control of the economy, said these ideas are, quote, as visionary and impractical as those which vest all property in the crown. They are arbitrary, despotic, and in our form of government, unconstitutional, unquote. These charges could be aimed directly at our president and Congress today. Thomas Jefferson wrote of a central government so strong that it borders on monarchy. These men have no right to office. If a monarchist be in office anywhere, and it be known to the president, the oath he has taken to support the Constitution imperiously requires the instantaneous dismission of such officer, and I hold the president criminal if he permitted such to remain. To appoint a monarchist to conduct the affairs of a republic is like appointing an atheist to the priesthood. Unquote. The situation in America today is socialism for we the people and a political class who think they're monarchs rather than our agents. Congressmen openly insulting citizens exercising their First Amendment rights to redress. Congressmen taxing future generations without their consent. Presidents and judges approving of all this with their silence. These will be our defining years in the eyes of our children and grandchildren, but if we do nothing, we will come to nothing. We need Americans in great numbers to join us.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America,
now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. This program is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I do want to mention how important Liberty Works Radio Network is, especially now in these times of turmoil. If you want some real news, you got to go to a network like this. And this and other networks like it are growing. And the other networks just don't even tell you anything. Even Fox seems to be turning on the conservatives, so-called constitutional people. And it's a real shame. But anyway, if you like this program or others on Liberty Works Radio Network, you can, when you're there at LWRN.net, you can leave a one-time donation or set up a monthly donation to help it stay on the air. These are listener-supported networks at this point. And so I hope you do that. And if you want to call in, we have a call-in number for 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions or comments for my guest. My guest is Sheriff Richard Mack today. We're talking about the election fraud, the Constitution, what maybe could happen, and all these kind of things. Well, I don't know what's going to come up yet. But, Sheriff, welcome back. We are, and you were in the middle of something there. I think we interrupted you, but, you know, you were talking about the Arizona. I mean, I assume you watched the Arizona hearings pretty closely, since that's where you live.
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the review afterwards. I actually had other work I had to be doing while it was happening live, so I wasn't able.
You would have checked out the details of it. But I mean, they said they already had. They called people who said they didn't vote that was counted as a vote. They called people that said they that never got the ballots, and they had a whole bunch of things, and it counted up to tens of thousands on just some of that stuff, and that would switch it over there. And you know, it's 100-some thousand there in Arizona, I guess. But I mean, the court cases are just getting filed, and people—I don't remember in 2000.
It appears, though, that Attorney General Barr has lied to the American people, though. Unless that means him saying that we've looked into the voter fraud allegations, but we've determined that it's not enough to have changed the election. That it's means not, he's tabulated every one of those and went and investigated those and then saw that there was some problems, but that there was a minuscule amount or a minimal amount that would not have changed the election turnout. So he already checked into that, and they already checked a forensic analysis of those computers, and they've already done the tabulation of all the dead people that voted. And all the people who requested absentee ballots who did not vote, and then others that said, I never requested one, but yet it showed that I did. He's counted every one of those in every state with the FBI? No, he has not. So he lied.
He's getting up a problem. When this election is overturned back for Trump, which I think it will be, we may have a civil war because of statements like that. It's very irresponsible when it's in the courts.
Exactly.
Exactly. Supreme Court at this point.
Yeah, and not only that, but I'm really fed up with the Democrats, the socialists, the communists, the Antifa, the BLM, who have really given us a loud and clear message that unless you let us win, we're going to create such an upheaval and violence that you've never seen since the Civil War. And that's exactly what the Democrats and the message of these violent leftist extremist groups are saying.
Yeah, I just can't imagine there being that many. I think if that happens, I think they'll be quelled pretty quickly, but we'll have to see.
I've heard other people say that because, like, the American people are ready and the military's ready and blah, blah, blah. I don't believe that. I believe, just as it went before, that it's going to be 10 times worse. And what are they conducting? They're basically conducting guerrilla warfare. They go and they loot and they burn and they maim and they kill. And then they go back to their homes, and another group or other people do it the next night, and they're back and forth from their homes. And I think it's a very difficult situation to quell. I don't look at it being an easy thing to stop.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I just don't think the numbers of the BLM is all that large, number one. Number two, the Democrats in particular don't really have a lot of gun ownership on their own. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they're just not used to that kind of fight. Anyway, you know, we got these servers. Have you heard of Sidney Powell? She talked about this server in Georgia.
Yeah,
and she was in court trying to get them to seize those servers, and the court said yes, and then the court said no. So then went back to work on erasing everything, and then she got them. I guess she's in court again to get that stopped on the machines and the server. And while she's in court, somebody came in, claimed to be a guy with Dominion, came in, took the server. And so that's gone right now. I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, to me would default to the people who the plaintiffs. I mean, this is it's a cover up. You can't see anything but a cover up in regards to the COVID information. Anytime anybody objects to it, it's gone. Google censors it, takes it down. Twitter banned you. Twitter banned attorney Sidney Powell, apparently one of the best attorneys in the world. I mean, come on. Now, anybody who's been banned, I guess they're the ones I'm going to trust from now on, because anything else is just propaganda right now.
Yeah, it's really heavy, and why not? Why wouldn't the propaganda be working so extremely well? Because look at all the propaganda and fear-mongering that they did the last 7 or 8 months on the coronavirus. And you could go down the list, again, if somebody would just conduct an investigation on all the contradictions-lies that Dr. Fauci told. I mean, there was one point where he looked extremely stupid and incompetent when he said that in order to use hydroxychloroquine, we would have to give it years of tests. And it's never been tested, and it would take 2 to 10 years. 2 to 10 years, he said, to test something of that magnitude for its safety to be used by the public. Now he's all for this vaccine that hasn't even been out a month.
Yeah, well,
and has not gone through any of the strenuous tests requirements that he said any vaccine would necessitate.
Well, he just got some kind of award on his work on AIDS, I saw. And is he the guy that went out on AIDS and said every man, woman, and child in the United States is going to be dead in 5 years of AIDS? I mean, he's just an idiot.
Emmy,
so not some other award.
This is the guy that's running the whole thing for our country on coronavirus. And so how do we trust any of this? And it also shows that the American people are so gullible, and we're a bunch of sheeple, that we would follow anything. And I compare it to if they had told us from the very beginning that the coronavirus germs are lighter than normal air, and in order to avoid the coronavirus germs, we all need to crawl. And we will sell you, all the stores are now going to sell you, instead of masks, they're going to sell you knee pads and hand pads so that everybody can crawl everywhere you go. Obviously, you can sit in your car, but as soon as you get out in the parking lot, you need to crawl into the store. And that way, we can protect each other and protect ourselves from this coronavirus. How many people would be crawling all over the place? Crawling in school.
In California, a lot of them, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And they would. And I've even asked people that with tongue-in-cheek, and they said that, oh, yes, absolutely, we would crawl. And here we are now with these self-appointed dictators getting all of us to crawl. And if we refuse to crawl, they arrest us, or they ostracize us, or they label us as extremists and racists and all this other mumble jumbo that they get people angry at us. And if you don't wear a mask out in public, you're going to get cussed at or beat up because you're not taking care of me and you're selfish.
Well, I'm going to go back to the election now because COVID is raising my blood pressure here, and the election, for that matter.
Rightfully so.
This is coordinated, I mean, in Arizona, in Nevada, in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, they all report the same thing, and that is they did not let the Republican watchers watch anything. And they used COVID as an excuse, what you were just talking about. And they were treated poorly. They were treated antagonistically. All of them reported there was a group of people that would just kind of come out of the woodwork and antagonize you. They were activists of some sort. And once they got you in trouble, they would disappear into the crowd. The police would come and take the Republican watcher out of the room. And when that happened in all these states, everybody cheered, stood up and cheered. Yay! And then call them names. I mean, foul names. And when they left, or for each one that left, and there was not every time you're supposed to have a table where they're opening the ballots, there should be a Republican, a Democrat, or something there, and there wasn't. Democrats were allowed free rein in these places, but not the Republicans.
Yeah, and, that's right. You know, we had stories when we voted in Arizona, and my son did send in an absentee ballot, and he actually sent it to me, and I verified that he voted correctly. He asked me to do that, and he signed the outside of the envelope. I put it in that envelope. It was his vote all the way, and then I mailed it in, and then he checked it on the website to see if he had voted, and they canceled his vote. And nobody would really check and see why. And they said, oh, if you call this number, then they'll verify why you did that. Over the phone, they will verify your vote for you. How are they going to know that's you?
Yeah.
So it just looked like a big scam going on.
They can, on those kind of things, if they want to, they can throw all of them out based on signature mismatch. Or even when it's not close, they can say it's okay. So I mean, this is what's happening when you don't have people watching. When there's no transparency, you
right.
can't trust anything on the outcome. Now, Sidney Powell also talked about Dominion machines, or a Canadian company, and the servers. They were actually counted in Frankfurt, Germany, and apparently the U.S. military went in to Frankfurt and got those servers from Dominion out of Frankfurt. And they were in a building used by, I guess, on the U.S. consulate and in the CIA building of some sort. I mean, this has international and complications here. And the American people, this is not something you can sit back with, oh, well, maybe we'll fix it before the next time. I think if people don't stand up and really take a see what's going on, because this was not a little mistake. If you watch the main news, you're not seeing. They all say all these unfounded allegations. They are anything but. This is like the most major scandal that I've ever encountered. I'm 64 now.
Yeah.
And, Nixon was a Boy Scout to him, you know. This is bad stuff. And I understand that there may have even been some gunfire and stuff when they tried to get those servers. They tried to stop that. So I had no firsthand information. I wasn't there. But I hope some of these things are happening where they're getting some evidence, because this election should be not allowed to go forward and let them win on a fraud. It's like, you know, if you run the marathon, you're caught cheating. What happens? The award's taken back, right? So that should happen in anything that happens when you're cheating. And
if you were cheating, let's just say if you were, what would be your propaganda scheme afterwards? Count every vote. Count every vote. We want every vote counted. Well, they know darn well that that propaganda scheme means all their illegal votes, how they stuffed the ballots and how they got all the illegal votes, would all be counted. So they actually have a plan B to make sure that plan A worked and is accepted. And then they've, of course, got the media pounding the same message. It's really astonishing. And then they're going to use the same
music.
Yep. Okay, good job.
Got it. Interrupted there. We got one more break, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about this, the election fraud and the U.S. Constitution and a little bit about COVID. Stay tuned for more after this break.
Liberty Works Radio Network, enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic, helping you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation. Please do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details. Liberty Works Radio, truth in broadcasting.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
It was only a little over 17 minutes in length, but it is said to be the most remembered and the most memorized speech in American history. 50 years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. addressed a crowd of 250,000 people gathered in Washington, D.C. He called on the people of the various states and the government of these United States to live up to the principles espoused in the Declaration of Independence. But it was not, as many have falsely claimed, a call for civil rights. In fact, in my view, Dr. King was not a champion of civil rights. He was a champion of God-given rights. Dr. King made clear in his famous address that the liberty and equality before the law that he was demanding did not originate in human government. The right to equality before the law is not a civil right. It is a right ordained by God that civil government has a duty to defend. Dr. King quoted from the Old Testament books of Amos and Isaiah when he said that he hoped his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He was applying God's fixed, eternal standard, not a malleable, man-made one. In both private and public policy, we must remember that God created only one race, the human race. Therefore, all elevation or denigration of individuals or groups based on skin color is immoral and shameful, because it violates the law of nature and of nature's God. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
The American Dream was given birth by Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution. For 40 years, Sam agitated the American colonists to rebel against the British monarchy. His sacrificial effort cost him the entire fortune he inherited from his father. He was captivated by John Locke's theory that the average man was capable of governing himself, that an aristocracy was counterproductive and oppressive, and that the only lawful function of government was the protection of life and property. All else was an obnoxious intrusion into the affairs of the individual. Those who knew Sam and worked closely with him called him the last of the Puritans. He understood that rights come from God. He declared, "The right to freedom, being the gift of God, it is not in the power of man to alienate this gift and voluntarily become a slave."
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the side effects of using hormonal birth control? Look into a natural method of family planning that's 99% effective, environmentally green, and causes no risks to your health. For information on learning natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study, see the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America. Born.
Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Keep it back hour. You hear it every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time on Liberty Works Radio Network. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number. That's 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome calling with questions or comments from my guests. We're back with my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about the fraud in the election and COVID and just this kind of takeover of our free country. I think the states are probably the best hope to get a handle on this, because the Justice Department and the FBI seem to be a joke. I mean, even beginning, if they can't put Hillary in jail for something, I mean, there isn't any law there. And Hunter Biden seems like a pretty serious situation that nothing is being done about. And on and on and on we could go on that. And this election fraud, they expressed very little interest in it at all. This is like more serious than any of that other stuff that's going on right now, to me.
Yeah,
anyway.
It really is. And I've called for the abolition of the FBI for a long time. Even though my father was a retired FBI agent, and my cousin used to be the director, the head guy.
Well, they probably had some integrity back then.
Well, a little bit more, yes. But, it was 1975 when my father finally retired after 30 years with the FBI. But the whole situation is they've proved over and over that they cannot be trusted. They didn't even do a real investigation on Hillary, and then they came out and said that she committed all the crimes that they investigated. They gave the elements of the crime, and they met every one. And then Comey said, but we can't prosecute her. Nobody will prosecute her. Well, turn it over to a prosecutor and let them make that decision. And it's not the investigator's job to say no one will prosecute. So that was a farce, and Comey was already showing his true colors as a public liar, and it's all of this just boils down to one thing, Steve, and it's the destruction of America, because there is such utter corruption. Yes, we have a pandemic, but it's not the coronavirus and it's not COVID-19. It's utter public corruption, and it's in everywhere. It's everywhere. And I would also submit to you and to the sheriffs of this country that if the FBI and the Department of Justice will not investigate these crimes, that every sheriff should be conducting an investigation in his or her county regarding voter fraud. And he should find someone in his office or in some other agency to conduct a forensic analysis of the voting machines used in his or her county. Because this isn't going to happen anyplace else.
I can't argue with that, but we do have a caller. Are you there?
Evening, gentlemen. I'm assuming I'm on the air.
You're on the air.
All right. Sheriff, Steve, really appreciate what y'all do. And I'm calling out of Wisconsin. I just thought I'd kind of touch base on a few thoughts I've had. I got off the phone with my representative, Kirkman, here just a little bit ago, and heard a lot of excuses on why she can't do anything and everything else. And I was pretty adamant. I received a response from her that, hey, this has got to go through the courts. And I understand separation of powers, what the courts do, what the legislature does, but the issue is we got a bunch of legislatures that really don't represent the people. We're not being represented, we're being ruled, and I don't think I'd get any argument from either one of you. Steve, I met you when you came up to Chicago with Tommy prior to his passing. I don't know, that was probably 2011, and Sheriff, you were up in Waukesha with I can't remember who it was, and we met up at that point. So I've met both of you, and again, can't thank you enough for what you bring to the table. I've talked with Sheriff David Beth here. Ask him, are you a member of the Constitutional Sheriff Association? And he just gave me that deer in the headlight look, like, you know, it's a pretty typical of what we're running into with these so-called elitists. I don't call them elites. I call them elitists, and I'm really fed up with the whole process. I've got the Wisconsin complaint that was filed today opened up on my computer along with the Wisconsin state statutes, going line item by line item, trying to understand what it was. The simple fact that we had nothing but a major fraud that was put on the American people on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. And anyone that has followed the action and looked at this in any, it doesn't take a whole lot of time that you can pretty much understand that this was a fraud from the get-go. It was a criminal fraud at the top levels of those that want to maintain their authority, their bureaucracy, and protect their butts. And it's time to start putting some butts in a fryer. And the reason that I called, and I listened to Larry and Joe, when they do some Wednesday night conference calls. I know, Steve, you've been involved. You and I, a couple of years back, you were doing some stuff with Larry on Wednesday nights. But from my perspective, as an average Joe out here that has raised three responsible young'uns, been married for 35 years, has never seen the inside of a courtroom, has never needed it, but has actually read the Constitution. I've read a story on the Constitution. I've read Cooley on the Constitution. I mean, I've actually tried to put a little effort into understanding the history of this nation. And we have groups. Tom DeWeese is one. Steve's, in, you know, you've got your group. The sheriff, you've got your group. The problem is, in my perspective, from an average Joe, that there's a lot of people that have a lot of knowledge across the spectrum that believe in liberty. I think Ron Paul should be acclaimed, you know, hoorah to Ron for kind of opening a lot of eyes over the years. The Mises Institute. I mean, you know, there's a lot of folks that have put a lot of time and a lot of effort into understanding where we started when Gimme Liberty to how the hell we got to where we are. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And what I would like to see is some, if these groups come together, instead of everybody has got their own little thing going on, and we need to get somehow, some way, patriots to say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. I mean, Stephen, I've heard kind of what you said. I don't know what the people are going to do. If this flies, either the country is, you know, the country is down the tubes, or there is going to be blood in the streets, from lack of a better term, in my humble estimation. You know, you're not going to wait on a guy to knock on your door. He's just going to be sitting at the end of the driveway. Is my concern with where we are. One thing I'd like to just recommend is somehow y'all are the big names in this movement, for lack of a better term. I can go back to Schultz, Bob Schultz, with 2009. I'm sitting here looking at a bunch of the pamphlets that he sent to every Congress critter we've got, and nothing happens.
I get to what you're saying.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm rambling. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, well, we got limited time here, but no, I work closely with Richard on some projects, and I support his group, and Tom DeWeese. We've done several things together, and B-Craft, I still do. But, you know, the groups themselves, I personally think the smaller groups are better. You look at the NRA and big groups like that become ineffective because they get an overhead of $1 million a day, and then they start making decisions based on money. I think, anyhow. So,
Well, I mean, that's a legitimate thing. What I would like to see is somehow putting together a thing somewhere and say, let's all meet in the middle of America and let's see how many people show up. I mean, there's been, you know, how many were in Washington 3 weeks ago?
I think it's ripe to really get a lot of people involved, and I appreciate your comments. I think that I kind of want the same thing. It's just been very difficult,
yeah,
and to work together. But I do work together with the groups that work with me. So,
yeah, okay. Well, I mean, Sheriff, y'all kind of heard my comments. What I'll do is I'll hang up and I'll go back and listen to you on air and just take it from there. So I'm not taking up the rest of your time or whatnot. But thanks for what you guys do. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Got any comments, Richard?
Yeah, like I was trying to say, you're right. A lot of groups work together. We've tried to work with the NRA. The NRA won't work with us. We've tried to work with the National Sheriff's Association. They won't work with us. Gun Owners of America, they work with us very readily. They've been a huge supporter of the GOA.
Yeah, they're great.
The CSPOA. GOA and CSPOA work together a lot. And we work with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We work with Dr. Ed Group. We work with Dr. Rashid Batar. We work with some of the assembly groups across the country. We certainly work with you. Tom DeWeese, we work with him. We've been to his seminars. He's been to ours. Of course, I started a lot of this with Stuart Rhodes, with Oath Keepers. I was there when they were formed in 2008, 2009, I think it was. And we formed about a year and a half later. And we love these groups that stand for the Constitution. We've worked extensively with the Constitution Party. There's been a lot of that, but there is a lot of infighting in the Patriot Movement as well. People have their own little pet projects, and sometimes that's more important to them than actually standing and fighting for freedom.
Well, I think we're kind of pulled together right now, but I'm going to recommend. I think the states are probably our best chance to get this back on all these swing states or these problem states or corrupted states. To have you, if you're listening, you need to get a hold of your state representatives, and you can do that. If you don't know who they are, you can go to usa.gov/elected-officials/, and you can get every federal elected official, every state elected official, the governors, the state legislators, U.S. legislators, senators, House of Representatives. You can get them all. You can get their phone number. You can get their email. You can get their mailing address. So we need to contact them and tell them to do something about this if they want to be, you know, in office. That's their responsibility. Okay, we have a comment.
Hi, this is your producer. This is my comment. I just want to say that I think a lot of people do not understand. There's no separation of powers issue here. It is the legislators of the states who have the sole plenary power to decide who the electors are for presidential elections. And if there has been a mess up in how those electors are chosen, the legislators can simply make a resolution to withhold their electors and inform Congress that there are no electors from that state and no votes from that state this year. That's how to solve it. Three states do that, three major states do that, and it gets thrown to Congress.
No, yeah, you're right. Constitutionally, they are in charge. They could also just appoint Republican
electors,
as far as I'm concerned, and three states would put President Trump back in, like he should be. Richard, Sheriff, what's your website? People might want to get a hold of you and see what they can do and help you and see what you're doing.
Yeah, we'd love to have everybody listening to your program be a part of what we're doing and help us fund what we're doing. Again, I believe every sheriff should be looking into this in their counties to see if there was voter fraud there. But CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association.
All right, I love it. Thanks. Thanks, Sheriff. It was a good program. Thank all you for listening. I'll be here hosting this program on Wednesdays.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually...
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown? Why can't I fly? Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
There's a battle going on, a war for your soul. It's a devil's deal. It's mind control. They want you to believe that you have no hope. Counting on the fact that you are a dope. Well, they tell you the rules, tell you what to eat. They know that you won't question, they know that you don't read. We've lived a lie for way too long. It's time to know right from wrong. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Congress makes the laws and the courts make none. That's in the Constitution, it's in Article 1. Look it up, read the words, use your own two eyes. Know it well, mark the spot, have it memorized. Tell your children, tell your mama, tell your family. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors if you wanna be free. You won't learn the truth in government schools. It's up to you to know the rules. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Oh, Dred Scott was not law, you see. They ignored the court then, and so should we. Slaughterhouse and Mickey Mouse and Roe v. Wade. Opinions are not how law is made. That's not the way that our founders planned. Now wise up and rise up across the land. Spread the word so everybody knows this emperor has got no clothes. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Determination.
pass it on. Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Brooke Ellison, magna cum laude.
Determination. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.